This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Jim Baker receives some good news from the FDA. That story right after this short message.
This is Stephen Strang, and I just want to call attention to the two books I've written recently called God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, which came out in January, and then the sequel, which came out in early May, called God, Trump, and COVID-19, which kind of picks up where the first one led off. I wrote both of them to try to inspire Christians and motivate them to get involved because the issues are so important in this election. And I try to make the case, I hope I do make the case, that this is the most important election of our lives. I talk about it from a spiritual perspective. I talk about the prophetic. I talk about what God's word says on these different issues. I quote a lot of Christian leaders on what they say. I kind of give them a platform. Both books are very well researched. God, Trump, and the 2020 Election has extensive footnotes, really, as both of them do. And it's my way to try to make the argument that Christians have to get involved, that God has raised up Donald Trump for such a time as this, that he really is like the media portrays him, and he's been a very strong supporter of Christian principles. So you can get these books really wherever books are sold, certainly online on christianbooks.com or amazon.com or barnesandnoble.com, as well as on my own website, which is stevestrangbooks.com, where you can get a bundle or you can get a special price for multiple copies, and also all the copies on my own website, stevestrangbooks.com, are autographed by the author. A lot of people like that, so I went ahead and did it as just a blessing and also maybe a little incentive to buy there. But really, wherever you get the book is fine. My purpose is to get out the word, and I need your help to help me get out the word for this very important election. God bless you.
Before the coronavirus caused its worldwide shutdown, people were trying to find cures, therapeutics, and other glimmers of hope to stop the spread of COVID-19. On February 12th, Dr. Cheryl Selman, a board-certified naturopathic doctor, was promoting the benefits of a colloidal silver supplement called Silver Solution while on The Jim Baker Show. According to his attorneys, evangelist Jim Baker has been taking the Silver Solution himself for more than a decade and is a fan of its benefits. Though never directly stated, there was a moment in the show that it was briefly implied that Silver Solution might be effective against COVID-19. After that episode, the FDA issued warning letters to The Jim Baker Show, as well as six other companies, for their reported sale of fraudulent coronavirus treatment products. The letter from the FDA was part of an effort to prevent the sale of certain natural products and supplements that they do not believe cure COVID-19. After the warning letter was issued, other enemies of Baker quickly started legally attacking him. Lawsuits in Missouri, Arkansas, and California led the way in court, trying to sue to gain private information about congregants in Baker's Morningside Church, as well as giving records. Baker's attorney responded by filing a countersuit, saying that heavy-handed demands by government officials could have broad and sinister repercussions for churches across America. He added, "Which ministry you donate to and how much you put in the church offering plate is your business, not the government's." In a statement from Baker's attorneys, they also said that when those requests came to the church, Pastor Baker recognized an unprecedented and dangerous attack on religious freedom and filed a suit in federal court to block that effort. The lawsuit, Arkansas Attorney General and California officials, we believe, had no choice but to back down from that clear intrusion and, as the federal judge acknowledged, agreed to drop their request for the specific names of church partners. Pastor Baker will continue to fight for religious freedom on behalf of Christians across America. Baker, who has stepped back from the public eye due to a stroke brought on by the stress of the attacks, received two pieces of good news. First, that the FDA has closed its investigation, and second, that officials from a few states have backed down from their lawsuits. Baker's attorneys said that the decision followed a recent evaluation of his immediate corrective actions in response to the FDA's letter. The FDA only issues a closeout letter after corrective actions have been made, accepted, and then verified by the FDA. As Jim Baker is still recovering from his stroke, we know that he is thanking God for this great news. Please keep Jim in your prayers for a full and speedy healing. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.